Free Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And joining us on Skype right now is Dr. Peter Glidden from the Longevity Organization, product line, whatever you want to call it. And Dr. Glidden, aloha, and thank you for spending some time with us today.
Mr. Rivero, it's a pleasure. Aloha, right back at you.
Well, I want to tell you, first of all, thank you very much. It was very kind and generous of you to send over some of your products here. Now, I will start off by saying my wife is far more knowledgeable about nutrition and health, and she's already using your products, and she says she's already noticing a difference in how she feels. And the issue for me that, looking through your literature, that really made a lot of sense is that our bodies need certain elements and chemicals which are no longer to be found in abundance in the food that we buy at the stores, both because it's depleted by the processing for manufactured processed food, and also because the use of too many chemicals on our commercialized farms. Inorganic farms are actually leaching these necessary elements out of the soil and washing them away. And so you may be eating enough calories from the supermarket, but you're not getting certain critical elements, which, of course, is what we're getting here. And I'm already trying some of your stuff, and I'm also noticing an immediate improvement in my energy level. So how did you get into this whole approach to nutrition and health in the first place?
Well, it's a long story. I was a pre-med student at the University of Massachusetts in 1987. And I was on track to just go to conventional medical school. Actually, I was going to, my intention was to be an osteopath. I wanted to be an osteopathic physician. And so I went for my interview at the Biddeford College of Osteopathic Medicine in Maine. And it was a really good interview, but the person who was doing the intake said, Peter, he said, you know, I had a very strong leaning towards, you know, holistic method, and osteopathy historically did a lot of body work. They incorporated a lot of body work into their therapeutic programs. But the interviewer said, he said, look, I understand that you're having holistic leanings, but you have to understand if you are to secure a license to practice osteopathic medicine, you're going to have to be delivering pharmaceutical medicine in standard hospitals in order to get your license. And I couldn't accept that. I was naive, quite frankly, at the way that osteopathic medicine was delivered in the United States. And so I proceeded. I went back to went back home. I had 4 months left in my 4-year pre-med degree, and I proceeded to get extremely sick. I got really, really sick, and nobody could help me. And this was in Western Massachusetts, by the way, in, you know, Medical Education Central. Mm-hmm. I went to see every physician that I could. Nobody had any idea what was going on with me. Nobody could help me. I was languishing in bed. I was feverish. I couldn't keep anything down. I was losing weight, and it was pretty bad. And as fate would have it, at that time in 1987, there were two naturopathic physicians in the entire state of Massachusetts. Two, one of whom lived in the same town that I lived. So I figured, well, I don't have anything to lose. Michael, I was a very arrogant pre-med student. Thought I knew everything. So I said, I might as well go see the naturopath. I have no idea who he is or what he does. So I was carried into the man's office, carried into his office by two friends of mine. He laid me down on his exam table, poked around, drew some blood, asked me some questions, gave me a homeopathic medicine, which is two little white medicated pellets. He popped them in my mouth and waited for 5 minutes, and nothing happened. He scratched his chin, asked me a couple of more questions, gave me a different homeopathic medicine, by the way, which cost about 25 cents.
Mm-hmm.
About 60 seconds after that second homeopathic medicine was in my mouth, my body started shaking uncontrollably. I ran into the bathroom and threw up about 3, 4, 5 ounces of this disgusting bilious sludge. And as soon as that crap left my body, Mm-hmm. I felt as if a Venetian blind had been unfurled from my toes all the way to my head. I was cured. Mm-hmm. I was cured. I was carried into his office. I walked out of my own volition. I went home, slept for, I don't know, a long time, 19, 20 hours, woke up the next day, born again, so to speak, into mm-hmm. naturopathic medicine. And 4 months later, I was a freshman at one of the only two naturopathic medical schools in the country at that time. So my professional career took a remarkable turn, 90-degree turn, in the 11th hour, and honestly, it was the best thing that I ever did.
Well, you know, longtime listeners to my show understand why I'm very sympathetic and accepting of these kinds of stories, because many, many years ago when I was working in the motion picture industry, I tripped over a C-stand, a little piece of lighting equipment on a soundstage, and because the cameras were rolling, I tried to abort the fall without making any noise, and I seriously wrenched my back, and I was in serious, horrible pain, and I was going to the doctor, and they were talking about putting me on disability, and they loaded me up on all these very expensive medications that kept me doped up, and I really was unable to work anymore. And finally, out of desperation, there was this chiropractic office. And I'd grown up with a family that had a lot of people in Orthodox medicine. Oh, chiropractic, that's snake oil, it's whatever. But I was really kind of desperate because the conventional Orthodox treatment was costing me a lot of money. The insurance wasn't covering even half of it. And so I just went in to see the chiropractor. And after about the third session, there was like this sort of electric thrill went through my body, and all of a sudden I was fine. And I remember going back to my Orthodox doctor and saying, "We're done. I don't need any more prescriptions." He goes, "What happened?" I said, "I went to a chiropractor." And you should have seen his face. It was like, you know, burn the heretic, burn the heretic. And my wife went through about 5 years of Orthodox medical treatment over severe joint pain, which we found out she's chemically sensitive to formaldehyde precursors, and more recently to sulfites added to products as a preservative here. And, you know, in this day and age, we're seeing all these stories about these patented medications coming out of the Orthodox, what I call the medical industrial complex, things like Vioxx. They're getting dragged back into court again over. And I think whereas maybe 10, 15 years ago, people would have looked at your approach to good health as being automatically presumed to be some kind of a fraud, I think today people are going to say, all right, we know there's a problem with the profit-driven medical industry, and maybe we ought to be looking at some of these other things. And some of it is so simple, you know, necessary elements like chromium in your body, and you're not getting it from your food. And like I said, Claire and I both noticed an improvement on all of this stuff that we have here. And it is amazing how even today, so few medical students training to be doctors ever take a basic nutrition course. But you are what you eat, and your body does need certain chemicals. And having evolved on this planet, our biochemistry is very much in tune with and using what's available just in the chemistry of Earth itself. And if you're not getting all of that, then obviously things are going to start, you know, malfunctioning, if you will. So when did you start this Youngevity? And by the way, just to be honest with our listeners, Youngevity is an advertiser at whatreallyhappened.com. But I really wanted to get Dr. Glidden on here because of all this concern we have about prescription medications and harmful vaccines, and we've got a whole bunch of those stories we're going to be getting to in the third hour.
We're up against the end of a first segment, right?
Yeah, we are. We got about I'm just going to talk us into the commercial break, and when we come back, I want to hear about Youngevity and how it got started, because I'm getting calls and emails from people saying, oh, yeah, we're using that stuff, and it's really great. And I think, again, we're seeing a turning away of the general population from what is proffered to us by the corporate media, and people are open to the idea of finding alternatives that are less expensive and far more effective than what we're getting at the hospitals, doctors' offices, and pharmacies. We'll be back in 3 minutes after these commercials.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dr. Peter Glidden from Youngevity. And Dr. Glidden, I'm going to keep you as long as I can. I know you have to leave close to the top of the hour to go do your own radio show on that other network. But before I hand the microphone back to you, I'm looking through all these products here. And the one my wife really likes is this Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And looking down the list of ingredients, it's all the vitamins that you need. You can throw away all the other little bottles here. The chromium, glucosamine sulfate, which is good for your joint tissues, and all kinds of things. The one thing I do not see on any of these packages is a patentable molecule. And I want to basically raise a concept that I've talked about a lot on this show, and it's called coevolution, where we have existed on this planet. We've been evolving on this planet for a billion years, and our chemistries are all interconnected. Well, what the orthodox pharmaceutical companies like to do is they like to create a new chemical that's never existed before that sort of kind of fits in to where the natural counterparts go. And then they can put a patent on it and they can charge huge amounts of money and then act surprised when their new patented molecule has very strange, unpredictable side effects, Vioxx being a good example of that. And so the importance of coevolution, when you're getting some kind of homeopathic cure or treatment from nature, it's a chemical and a molecule. Your body is already, we've all experienced it for millions of years, and there's no ugly surprises. And so at this point, with all the bad track records of the big pharmaceuticals, engineered, designer, patented molecules, I think there's cause to be avoiding those as much as possible here. All right, we got a couple of callers waiting on the line. We're going to take them out of sequence here. I'm going to start with the lovely lady Claire, who's calling in on a phone line, not on her microphone here. And Claire, you wanted to say hi to Dr. Glidden.
Yes, I did. Dr. Glidden, aloha.
Aloha.
I wanted to tell you I have begun taking the powdered supplement, which I'm mixing with juice. Now, this is all anecdotal, but I do feel a lot more focused, a lot more calm, a lot more positive, and it really feels like the dietary needs of my body are being met by this product.
Well, it's a point well taken. You know, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and my profession represents the tip of the spear of new-fashioned, science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition, and this is an important point to ponder. As a naturopathic physician, I'm licensed and regulated to practice medicine, and my profession exists to marry the scientific discipline with alternatives to drugs and surgery, because quite frankly, in the treatment of chronic diseases, drugs and surgery don't work. And this is the biggest secret that exists in the modern medical marketplace. Contemporary MD-directed allopathic reductionistic medicine does not need to be upregulated. It does not need to be downregulated. It does not need to be tweaked, modified, or managed. It needs to be abandoned for chronic disease. It does not work for chronic disease. But, you know, it works for trauma. It works for surgery when it's necessary in a handful of infectious diseases. Where my profession excels is in the delivery of medical nutrition, which is science-based and clinically verified, the intention of which is to support and promote your body's ability, God-given ability, to fix itself. And quite frankly, everybody in the world is nutritionally deficient. Everybody in the world is nutritionally deficient, and everybody has gotten used to running on two cylinders instead of 102. And when you take a good medical nutrition supplement, appropriate for your body weight, absorbable, sophisticated, cutting-edge formulas, you feel better because, quite frankly, it's the first time in your life your body has been nutrified, and that is a game changer, and that is why we exist.
Well, thank you so much, gentlemen. I'm going to let you both go so that we have other callers who can call in and talk, but thank you so much, Dr. Glidden. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Well, thank you, Lady Claire. And we're going to switch over to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to iterate a little story. I was working in Nigeria, and after a while, I was feeling really rough and terrible. I went to a local clinic, and they sent the blood sample off to the Hath Lab in London for tropical diseases, and it came back positive for malaria. Anyway, when I went to this clinic again, the doctor said, well, there is a little guy that lives in this village just outside Lagos, and he's expert at treating these particular disease. And he was, I mean, he, witch doctor, whatever you care to call him, but he gave me this fibrous pill about the size of a marble, and he said to me, go back to the hotel at night, have your evening meal. Do not take this pill until you're ready to go to bed. I tell you what, that night I had the worst nightmares in my life. But when I woke up in the morning, I was ravenously hungry. I ate the breakfast for two, three men, and I felt absolutely great. I mean, when I came back to the UK, they did the test. I went back to the doctor. They did the test. They sent the blood off to the same path lab. Came back negative. The malaria had gone. I had no idea what the pill was. Don't care. I've never suffered from it since.
Well, that's a very interesting story, John. We're going to let you go here because we're rather pressed for time here. But I think there's two important points to keep in mind. If you have a car okay? It takes water in the battery, oil in the crankcase, and gasoline in the fuel tank to run correctly. You can't run a car that's out of gas. You can't run a car that's out of oil. You can't run a car doesn't have a working battery because it's gone dry. And your body's the same way. You got to have all the components there for it to be operating at its best. And we understand, especially looking at the attacks that we're seeing from the Orthodox medical establishment on vitamins and supplements and herbal cures, they view anything that they can't patent and monopolize as an economic threat and are clearly willing to try and promote and sell products that may not be as safe and effective as long as they've got the market monopoly on them and can basically reap huge amounts of profit from it. And it's not a good way to approach the issue of health care because they're running it as a for-profit business. And long ago, all the way back when Nixon was president and this whole idea of the HMO was first created, the focus shifted from what is best for the health of the population to how much money can we make. And the reality is that if all Americans were perfectly healthy, the entire corporate medical establishment would collapse. They need us to be constantly ill, whether it's from various chemicals we're getting in the food we buy at the supermarket, the GMO, side effects from the medications they are giving us. The more we are kept chronically ill, the more money they can make off of us. And I think that is one of the reasons we're seeing so many people turn away from that corporate-dominated a chemistry patentable molecule approach to medicine, and they're starting to look back at nutrition, especially at a time when we understand that the food that we're buying at the supermarket is nutritionally deficient, either through processing, chemical additions, or the fact that so much of our farmland has been depleted by modern commercial farming practices. And you got to make up that stuff from somewhere. And I understand these products, they are a little pricey, but when you look at the ingredient list here, there's everything in there. And my wife was joking about the fact that just having this one jar, there's about 40 bottles that are in her little vitamin cabinet that she could throw away because it's all in there. All righty, we got to take a break for commercials, bottom of the hour. Dr. Glidden, I hope you're going to stay with us for at least most of the next half hour.
Absolutely.
All right, Dynamite, we'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by a captain.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take one more phone call, and then for the rest of however long Dr. Glidden is going to be here, I want him to just have the microphone. So, Wes in Idaho, you have a question for Dr. Glidden.
Yes, Dr. Glidden, I want to know your opinion on cannabinoids, cannabis, the oil made by Rick Simpson for cancer.
Well, the medicines made from marijuana are extremely effective. Medicines made from herbal substances are extremely effective. And in the greater, from a greater perspective, herbal medicine is a good add-on to foundation, science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition. Your body needs 90 essential nutrients in order to work the way that nature intended it to. And if you don't have the 90 essential nutrients, there's no amount of herbs on God's green earth, herbal extracts, herbal tinctures, oil of any herbs in the world that are going to be able to do the job that they can do, that they should be able to do, because the body is under-nutrified. So, you know, in a perfect world, medical marijuana would be more widespread. Holistic medicine would be more widespread, but we do not have a free medical market. We do not have a free medical market. And this is the biggest problem that is afflicting us in the world today. And so because conventional medicine has failed us so miserably, people are left to their own devices to try to figure out what to do on their own. And you have handfuls of courageous physicians around the world going out of their legal comfort zone in order to help secure real and effective cures for chronic diseases which conventional medicine has completely let us down with.
All right. Well, Wes, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and I want to basically have it just Dr. Glidden and myself for the rest of the show. And before I hand the microphone back on over, again, we are discovering there are all kinds of things out there in nature that can be very effective treatments. But the current business model is it has to be unique, created in a lab, and patented to guarantee a market monopoly. And by the way, the United States is one of only two industrialized nations that actually allows TV advertising for prescription drugs. All the other countries have banned it. It's not a good way to get the medications to the patients who need it. They just put out these very expensive commercials, and people say, oh, this is just what I need, and they go on down to the doctor and said, write me a paper for that. I saw it on TV, and the doctor says, all right, I'll write the paper. And it's all driven by money, and it's all about selling product. And again, in dealing with the joint pain issues that my wife had, we discovered it wasn't something she needed to be taking. It was something she needed to be avoiding, and that concept apparently never occurred to any of her doctors over 5 years that we were dealing with this whole thing. Anyway, Dr. Glidden, I've yakked enough here. I'm going to turn the soapbox over to you, but it just makes common sense. Your body needs certain chemicals and nutrients. They are not getting them from our modern social economic reality. We know that the American diet is highly acidic because of overprocessing and chemicals, and we know that triggers all kinds of ailments for which the pharmacies will sell you another pill when simply alkalizing your diet would make it. It's all about finding a way to make more money off of you. Dr. Glidden, the microphone is yours.
Well, from the greater perspective, Mr. Rivero, and I appreciate the platform very much. The problem here is one of perspective, right? Number one, we don't have a free medical market in the United States. We don't have a free medical market in the European theater. We don't have a free medical market in Canada. For the last almost 100 years, the delivery of medicine has been monopolized by the pharmaceutical industry and the allopathic medical profession. Your MD may be the nicest person God ever created, but your MD does not know what's best for you. Your MD only knows what they've been trained in, and as it turns out, what they've been trained in is just one small piece of the pie of medical science. It's referred to as allopathic reductionism. Your medical doctor does not practice medicine. Nobody does. Medicine is a giant domain. Allopathic, MD-directed, pharmaceutical-centrist medicine is one piece of the pie of medicine. The pharmaceutical industry and the American Medical Association in the United States have gone out of their way to convince everybody that the only owner of the domain of medicine, the only go-to person for all things medical, has MD after their name, and this is a shell game. It's a lie. Your medical doctor is trained in a reductionistic form of medicine called allopathic medicine. And allopathic medicine espouses a very unique, old-fashioned, outdated, and dangerous philosophy. Reductionistic allopathic MD-directed medicine argues that if you can't measure it, it doesn't exist. Since nobody has ever dissected the soul out of a human body or seen it with an ultrasound, a CT, or an MRI, to the MD, it does not exist. And if it does not exist, it does not exist. The MD is trained to believe that your body is a biochemical bag destined to break down. And when something does go wrong with your biochemical bag, it is not the MD's job to cure the condition. It is the MD's job to manage your symptoms with man-made synthetic drugs sold at a profit until things get so bad that you need surgery and then more surgery and then more surgery and then you die. And listen, quite frankly, you know, the facts are a stubborn thing. You're welcome to your own opinion, but not your own set of facts. The leading cause of death in the United States is MD-directed medical therapeutics, and the leading cause of bankruptcy in the United States is MD-directed medical therapeutics. What's the most expensive type of medicine? The one that does not work. We need perspective here. We don't have perspective. Your medical doctor is awesome when it comes to emergency medicine, when it comes to trauma, when it comes to surgery when it's necessary, and a handful of infectious diseases. But that's it. While we have been under the sway of the MD and the pharmaceutical industry for the last nearly 100 years here in the not-so-free world, chronic disease is escalating. Alzheimer's, risen from obscurity to become the sixth leading cause of death. Autism, jumped from 1 in 20,000 births to 1 out of 80. High blood pressure, pun intended, on the rise. Arthritis, on the rise. Life expectancies getting shorter. How can all of these things be happening in a modern society which espouses to bring to the marketplace the best that medicine has to offer because it's a monopoly? And nobody is telling it like we tell it. The medical system does not need to be upregulated. It does not need to be downregulated. It does not need to be tweaked or massaged. It needs to be abandoned. Because for chronic disease, it does not work. It doesn't work. MD-directed allopathic medicine for chronic disease doesn't work. And there is something that does work, and that's holistic medical nutrition. And that's what we bring to the table. That's what we talk about. That's our specialty. And that's what we're going to get into in the meat and potatoes in the next segment, God willing and the creek don't rise.
Well, listen, you know, the failure of reductionism, and we're seeing this not only in the orthodox medical establishment, but even in the GMO technology, is this idea that there is a single thing wrong in the organism. We will go in, we will correct that, and then assume that what we have done has no impact or influence over the rest of the body. That's the reductionist point of view. And yet we know from all, you know, unexpected side effects, both in pharmaceuticals and in GMO, that's not true. The organism as a whole is going to respond to everything that's being done to it. And along with Alzheimer's and various other illnesses, autism is very much on the rise in this country. We've got the most expensive medical care on earth, and it's ranked something like 33rd in quality. Cuba's got better medical care than the United States here. And that's because it's all driven by the money junkies who are looking at profit and ways to maximize the profit. They don't need you healthy, because if you're healthy, they can't make money off of you. Nobody's really looking for cures for cancer or AIDS. They're looking for treatments, because if I cure you of your cold, you're gone and I don't make any more money off of you. But if I treat your symptoms month after month after month, then you are a reliable source of revenue flow coming in here. We're coming up on our last commercial break, and we're going to finish up to the top of the hour with Dr. Peter Glidden. And like I said, I understand you may have to bail on us a few minutes early because you got to go and get ready to do your own show. We'll be back after 4 minutes of commercials.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh, Billy and the Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the mic when Billy opens your eyes. Tune in to Fighting Pharaoh, Billy and the Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dr. Peter Glidden. And before I give the microphone back to you, I do want to reinforce something Dr. Glidden said. Your average street-level medical doctor is not an evil person. They have been trained by the medical school to think in terms of pushing the product. We know the pharmaceutical industry is very generous in supporting the medical schools and in shaping their curriculum to basically serve the product here. Now, remember what I was saying before about patentable molecules? They all want patentable molecules. Ever hear the phrase patent medicine? From the days of the traveling Wild West medicine shows where they'd drive into the town, they'd sell the bottles, you know, Dr. Mike's patent elixir in here, and patent was supposed to mean that it was really good. They're still playing the game. They want to sell something that's patented where they're the only one selling it. And they don't want to spend any time in research on nutrition or treatments or cures that involve stuff you can grow in your backyard, because then they don't get profit from it. And that bias alone is why there are so many problems with pharmaceuticals and orthodox medical treatments in the United States today. They're pushing stuff that they own and can monopolize rather than what may be best. Dr. Glidden, the mic is yours until you need to leave. Dr. Glidden, are you there?
am. I had my mute button on. Sorry about that.
Okay, there we go. For a moment, I thought those gosh darn cyber criminals had gotten to you.
You never know.
Yeah, they're working for Merck.
Yeah, everybody is. And it's an interesting thing to talk about, right? And we don't have the proper education to make these distinctions about the different types of medicine that are available. All we've been told by the pharmaceutical industry and the American Medical Association for the last 100 years is that everybody but them is a back-of-the-bus quack with substandard dangerous training, when exactly the opposite is true. The leading cause of death in the United States is MD-directed medical therapeutics, and the leading cause of bankruptcy is MD-directed medical therapeutics. MD-directed medical therapeutics for chronic diseases do not work, and they should be abandoned. I'll give you a perfect example, heartburn. Your medical doctor will tell you that heartburn is caused by too much stomach acid, but they will not be able to tell you what causes the body to make too much stomach acid. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's impossible for your body to make too much stomach acid, and that heartburn is not, in fact, caused by too much stomach acid. It's caused by not enough stomach acid. But when one MD tells another MD, and then their professors tell the students that heartburn is caused by too much stomach acid, it becomes reality by consensus. Everybody toes the party line, and nobody questions authority. This is the biggest problem with the education of an MD in the United States. They don't teach people to open their minds and to investigate objectively and scientifically. They teach people to toe the party line. If your body is deficient in calcium, and if your body is deficient in salt, that's right, I said it, salt, your stomach will not be able to produce nor excrete stomach acid in adequate amounts. It needs salt and calcium to do that. So,
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Dr. Glidden, but, you know, we're always seeing in the stores and everything, salt-free, low salt, salt is bad, salt is bad. But you understand that if you analyze your blood for its salt content, you will find the same salts you find in seawater in a lower concentration, basically reflecting when we crawled out of the ocean. The problem with the salt in the store is it's not the same salt you have in your bloodstream, and that's why it causes issue. Well, you know, going to use sea salt, a lot of those salt-related problems will go away.
Yeah, and it's a point well taken. Your body needs nutrients in order to work the way that God intended it to. If you have enough salt in your body and enough calcium in your body will be able to make hydrochloric acid sufficient to the cause. But if it doesn't, another chemical called gastrin builds up. So you swallow some food, the food presses against pressure receptors in your stomach, the stomach secretes gastrin. Gastrin makes your body secrete hydrochloric acid, but your body doesn't have hydrochloric acid because it doesn't have enough calcium and it doesn't have enough salt. So gastrin builds up in your stomach, and when there's too much gastrin in your stomach, a little valve at the top of the stomach opens, and that's what causes heartburn. If you're suffering with heartburn, it's a relatively easy thing to get on the other side of. You need to start salting your food with good, new-fashioned sea salt and get a good calcium supplement. And as it turns out, all chronic diseases can be traced back to mineral deficiencies. Mm-hmm. There are 90 essential nutrients that your body needs in order to function the way that nature intended. 90 essential nutrients. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 essential fatty acids. The problem is they're not in the food. They're not. It is impossible to secure all 90 essential nutrients just from eating food, which leads to one of life's greatest ironies. Even if you ate all organic all the time, it's only a matter of time until your body runs out of nutrients and then something breaks. So you don't have enough calcium and you develop an arthritic knee, or heartburn, or high blood pressure, or restless legs at night, or inability to fall asleep at night, or low-grade anxiety, all of which are linked to inadequate levels of calcium in your body. You go to a medical doctor who knows nothing about medical nutrition, and they throw a drug at your problem, the intention of which is not to cure the problem, but to manage the symptoms, which the drug does. And then you get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. You pay more and more and more money, get no results. Now you're taking 5 or 6 different medications, and your health has gone you know where in a handbasket. There's so much information to talk about here, Michael. So much information. We've put together a website, teamwhatreallyhappened.com. Teamwhatreallyhappened.com. One more time, teamwhatreallyhappened.com. If you go there, you can sign up for the email blast that we're going to send out. I've put together instructional videos that lay the groundwork for what we're talking about, because we're suffering needlessly from two medical myths here in the not-so-free world. Myth number one is the wrong notion that your MD is the exclusive owner of the domain of medicine. They are not. Myth number two is that healing is a complicated, sophisticated process that should only take place in multi-million dollar high-tech facilities. Well, I've got news for you. Surgery is complicated. Healing is easy. Your body knows how to fix itself. Your body wants to fix itself, and it is the job of the members of my profession to prove with science and research and clinical trials how to support your body's ability to fix itself. And it is easier to help your body recover from a chronic health condition than it is to fall off of a potato truck. But we need knowledge, we need information, we need to understand what's going on. And that's why Youngevity was set up as a grassroots coalition. Youngevity exists. Youngevity is an international nutritional supplement company, the intention of which is to disseminate information to whomever wants to listen about science-based, clinically verified alternatives to drugs and surgery. Because in the final analysis, your body wants to fix itself. And when you give it its due, you feel better. Your body optimizes its structure and function. And all of a sudden, life gets good again. TeamWhatReallyHappened.com is the place you want to go for more information. Knowledge is power. You want to join a real health revolution? Check us out.
All righty. Well, we're here basically at the top of the show. I know that you need to head on up and do your own radio show. But again, I think as the people of the world are awakening to the reality of the amount of deception they're getting from corporate media and government, how it's all designed to maximize profits and tax revenues, I think people are much more open and receptive to considering the idea that it is their right to be making their own choices about their medical care. I know that's certainly contrary to what we're getting from Obamacare, where the government gets to make all these decisions about you and charge you heavily for it. But it's your body. And if there is a fundamental human right, it is that you get to decide what is best for your own person. We got to take a break for our top of the hour segment, and we'll be back with hour number three after these few words.